I truly believe every one of us has a purpose. I believe there's a reason for us being on this planet. And I didn't know that back then. I didn't know, you know, Steve Jobs has this this speech that he does at Harvard, and where he talked about connecting the dots backwards. And now, as I'm able to connect the dots backwards, I see how all that played a part in who I am now. And so the success that I'm having now is contributed to the failure that I had in the past. But it was me being willing to learn from those failures, and then the different people who did come into my life. And so then I did start meeting. I had a friend named Lawrence who had a father in the household, and his father fortunately took me on as his son. And so I would watch their relationship and watch the discipline that he was instilling in his son. And so I would see it, and he would tell me, because we would go to McDonald's to eat, and he would say, "Damon, so this the second high school you got kicked out of, right?" Because I got kicked out of the first one, and then I went to the next high school. And he said, "You know, what are you going to do, Damon? You know, you keep making these choices and decisions, and ultimately they're affecting your future." And so as we were eating, I watched him tell his son, "Go put that stuff in the trash." And he, because I thought we just left it on the table. And his son got up, put it in the trash, asked his dad. He said, "Dad, you want me to take yours?" And so it was these different things that I was learning and I was seeing from this gentleman in my life to say, okay, it is for me to be successful with some things that I'm going to have to do. And part of it is getting out of my own way and understanding that I do have a future. I do have a purpose. Wow. So whenever I go speak, I always talk about, and I talk to, especially when I'm talking to high schools, and I have the opportunity to talk to high schools, colleges, NFL players, and I tell them, you'll be successful. You'll be as successful as the people you hang around and the conversations that you're having. So I want you to think about the conversations that you're having with your friends. Are they pulling you or pushing you? Are they pulling you away from your purpose, your dreams, your desires? Or are they pushing you towards? So you have to make that decision. No one can do it but you. And so me, Buki, and Paxton, we would call each other every morning because grad school, our classes were at 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night. And so we would call each other. Paxton would call, "Damon, hey, did you do the reading that we had to do?" I would tell Paxton, "Nah, man, I ain't do it." He said, "Man, I went to the library. I got a few books. Why don't you come over and let's make some breakfast?" So me, him, and Buki, we would make breakfast and we're reading. And when we would want to put the book down, come on, man, we got to do this. We would push each other. And so I remember pushing Paxton. I remember pushing Buki. I remember them pushing me because we made a commitment to each other that we wasn't going to let each other fail. And that's what I tell young men and young women all the time. Are you around someone who's just going to be a bobblehead and tell you that you're doing good when you know you're not doing good? Or is the bar so low that you assume that's good? You have to raise the bar. And so we raised the bar for each other because we knew we weren't great students, but we knew we could be successful if we pushed ourselves, because we were successful in football. We were successful in all the different sports and activities we did. We were successful when we went up to that girl and said, "Hey girl, how are you?" We were successful. And so what are we going to do in order to have the success that we're dreaming about? And so we knew we had to push each other. And so we ended up all graduating with our master's degree. And the hardest part for me during getting my master's was the writing part, because I'm not a great writer, not a great writer. And this is another thing that I tell people. It's okay that you're not great at that, but it's some things that you are great at. It's some things that you can be a tutor for. It's some things that is your lane, that's your purpose, that you are supposed to bring to this planet, that you're going to be able to help other people with. And so I remember before I got into grad school, math isn't my thing. Science isn't my thing. I had to get help with those things from people who that was their thing. My thing was this. I love speaking. I love developing relationships. That's why I've had the opportunity to get in my purpose, which is to speak around the country. And my thing I talk about is I want to help people discover, develop, and live a life on purpose, and understand that you don't have to be great at everything. You just have to be great at your thing.